You're listening to SBS News.
It's the end of a harrowing chapter for a family who has suffered so much loss. They have justice, but the decision is doing little to ease their immeasurable grief. Danny Abdullah is the father of three of the four young victims.
We will all have our hearts broken till the day we take our last breath. Whether he gets 1 year or 100 years, it won't get Anthony, Angelina, Sienna and Veronique back. The most beautiful, innocent, pure-hearted children.
The three Abdullah siblings and their cousins were killed on the evening of February 1st, 2020. They were among a group of seven children who were on their way to buy ice creams when they were struck by a ute. The driver, Samuel Davidson, was intoxicated and travelling at a speed of 130 kilometres in a 50 zone. The 31-year-old pleaded guilty to 4 counts of manslaughter and has been sentenced to a minimum of 21 years in prison. Bridget Sarkar is the mother of Veronique.
Our loss is permanent, but Mr. Davidson's loss of freedom is temporary. There are no winners from today's outcome, only losers.
The bereaved parents sat in the Parramatta District Court as the sentence was delivered. Judge James Bennett described the searing details of that night.
The offender appeared distressed and said to Daniel Newman, quote, "What have I done? I've killed people. I am going to jail."
The trial revealed that Davidson had been drinking for 12 hours that day and had also consumed drugs. In the lead-up to the collision, witnesses saw him speeding, driving through red lights and driving on the wrong side of the road.
He drove in this egregious manner whilst impaired from the ingestion of alcohol and after having ingested illicit drugs. The manner of driving was such that tragedy was inevitable. The magnitude of the tragedy, though, extends to the unimaginable.
The judge detailed horrific injuries suffered by the children, including the three who survived. One boy has permanent brain damage. Mr. Abdullah again.
The justice system isn't a place to serve as revenge for the victims. It is there to show the community the consequences of breaking the law. Where my disappointment lies is the way our culture loves drugs and alcohol. That's where my frustration is.
The court heard Davidson had been diagnosed with ADHD, though Judge Bennett said there was no connection between his condition and his driving conduct. In a letter read out in court, he wrote, "It breaks my heart that I have hurt this beautiful family. Waking up every day knowing that I am responsible for this is the worst punishment, and it will never go away." Judge Bennett said he accepted Mr. Davidson had demonstrated remorse, but stressed the extensive emotional harm the tragedy had caused to the family and to the wider community. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.